125 people are willing to give up a Door County Saturday afternoon to talk about the climate.
So we're trying to restart the conversation in a civil way. First of all, educate about what is happening, what is likely to happen, why, and then the obvious question is, what can we do?
Roy Thilly is an organizer of the first Door County Climate Change Conference. He also co-chaired former Governor Jim Doyle's Global Warming Task Force from 2007 to 2008. He says carbon emissions have risen recently, due in part to the closure of the Kewaunee Nuclear Power Plant, which he says provided a lot of electricity to the state.
And because of the differential between the cost of coal and gas, a lot of that energy has been, or most of it probably, has been replaced by coal generation.
This week, President Barack Obama proposed cutting the nation's coal emissions by 30% by the year 2030. Thilly says it's something the state should pay attention to.
What those trends mean in terms of risk for Wisconsin as we approach the significant possibility of carbon regulation, either in the way President Obama has proposed it or as a carbon tax or cap and trade, any which way you look at it.
Speakers at the forum include the superintendent of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, who will address climate concerns on Lake Superior and Michigan. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.